All right, Jeff, what are we doing?
We're getting ready to go to Midland, Texas to do a one shot last show before we head to Houston to shoot my 250 birthday special. And my daughter said this morning she's proud of me because I pack all my own stuff.
How's that rice cake?
It's good, I'm starving.
Built this place, but there's a boatload of signatures here. All right, guys, can you find mine? It would probably be I just found it.
Did you?
I did.
So where are we headed now, Jeff?
On stage. It's very dark.
What does it mean by you doing a sound check? I mean, obviously you're testing microphones, so what is that?
Yeah, just making sure that that the PA sounds like I expect it to sound, and different artists like different things. A different sound. But if the sound engineer knows what he's doing, it'll sound great before the artist even walks out there to test it. But there's subtle differences that people like, depending on the timbre of your voice, depending on the room, depending on everything. Everybody has their preferences. I kind of learned mine from Julio Iglesias. Hey. I did. I would listen to him do sound checks, and it was like, all right. And if these guys in Marnell have done their usual job, I have to say like three words and I'll know if it's right. It's not on. I can already tell by how it sounds in my hand that it's perfect.
Really?
I can hear the treble, I can hear the bass. I've done this too long. Check 2211, check. You guys are awesome, this is great. Toughest sound check ever, right? Thanks, guys. Perfect. That's Walter's new hat. But it's actually not new. I had it made when Walter was Uncle Sam on a Tonight Show bit with Jay Leno. I think it was 2003? Don't remember. It's been a little bit.
Jeff, what are we doing?
What
are we doing?
I'm texting with John Stamos.
That's not what I mean.
We are getting in the elevator, not you and I, but we are. Well, we're not in the same room, but you're creepily on the same floor.
Yeah, like literally next door.
Next door to my boys, who are next door to us. So now we're going to the Hobby Center. And now someone else got on the elevator, and you're taping me in the elevator. That's just creepy. I don't know who this guy is, by the way. The guy with the camera. He's bothering me.
I'm stalking him.
We apologize.
To be continued.
So now we're going to head on stage and see the setup with the iPhones. Because as I've said before, we're shooting this entire special on iPhones. Because we're on a budget.
It should be interesting.
I say I'm on a budget as a joke. I'm actually doing this because I really want to be the first comedian to shoot a legit special on iPhones, because I think it can be done. And the world is changing. And the day of the giant cameras, I think, is going away pretty quickly. The only question we have, Matt, is the glass, the lenses. We have to add lenses on these things, and I can't wait to see what Apple sent us and then what lenses the guys chose to fit on those adapters. Should be cool.
You see two lenses. We'll walk out there so you can see them. Those are two iPhone capture cameras with big lenses on them.
Great. And the adapter just made it so you could put whatever...
Yeah, the B-Scrip adapters. We got two of those, so we put those on the centers with, so we can get the reach. And they're so they allow you to put, you know, real cinema lenses.
And those were their two prototypes that they let us borrow.
Yeah, exactly.
So can we have a conversation about the slash cameras? What that camera is going to give us in post is going to give you a head-to-toe slash.
Yep.
And we think it's going to then give you a cowboy.
Great.
But not a close-up.
Great.
This is with the Beast lens adapter. So it's magnifying it by 1.7. So 100 mil becomes 170, right?
Right.
So if we frame this, and then we can punch in later.
Fantastic.
And then the other two cameras. So one, Jason, who's down there, is normally a Steadicam operator. He's going to be controlling one of the rigs, handheld. And
oh, it's a rig.
It's a rig.
Can I see it?
Yeah. And then Matt's going to control the other rig.
So here's our little build out here.
Oh, great.
Battery.
Yep.
Hard drive. We got this hub that connects everything together and powers it.
Yep.
It goes right into the phone. Got these nice hand grips.
Great.
And so, yeah.
Can I hold that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool.
Mm-hmm.
I'd love to go see what that looks like back there.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
And with it all this, there's a phone somewhere in here.
That is great. Wow, I love this. So how much does that Canon lens cost if we'd actually purchase it?
That lens,
$75. That's amazing.
Overnight on Amazon.
Exactly. So I'm going to try and explain this simply, and please correct me where I get any of this wrong. But basically, we have the iPhone. The iPhone, we have a fairly low light situation, and you only have this amount of glass. And a camera loves light, and the iPhone does a great job compensating for low light. Until you get into some place like this where you're shooting at a distance like this, correct?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So what we had to do is we had to take the iPhones and then talking to the B-Scrip folks and to Apple, B-Scrip is coming out with an adapter that they let us borrow two of the prototypes. And what the adapter does is with the B-Scrip cage that goes around the iPhone, you can now put the adapter on the B-Scrip cage and then you can get whatever lens that you want to rent or buy, including this $75,000 Canon lens, put it on the front of it, and now you have basically a perfect camera for shooting in this environment and this light on a tiny little iPhone, because all this glass in front of it now takes the images and then brings it down to what the iPhone can see. And hopefully all this compensation will end up with an image that looks every bit as good as a 4K big giant television camera. Did I pretty much hit it?
You hit it. Yeah. Good job.
And then for sound, we're recording audio completely separately. No audio on the iPhones, correct?
Yep. That's correct.
Mm-hmm. All right. And now we're going to use my little microphone?
It's Marnell has it set up. You see it right
there? Well, you know, I have been begging everybody for 13 specials to use that thing.
Well,
and nobody ever would listen to me, and I'd always get far into the project, and we'd get here to shoot, and I'd go, God, we don't have that microphone.
It's going to be in this one.
Well, that's great. So basically, what I love about this microphone is Crown came out with this microphone years and years ago, and the cool thing about it is when you look at it, the two microphones, it's in stereo, are set up and baffled pretty much the way the human ears are shaped and the way we hear. And then the whole point of this is you can record an audience the best place to me to record an audience is right where I'm standing because everybody's looking at the performer laughing that way, hopefully. And so I've always wanted to get that sound. And now we'll hear it. It's just a natural sound. Instead of placing microphones all over the room, you're going to hear it from the stage. So we'll see.
All right, Jeff, what are we doing?
I'm setting up
for
this show in this beautiful place. this is a pain in the butt.
This is what happens when you got two people on a Tuesday night at 9 o'clock in Van Nuys, California. This is a little bit of movie magic because we shot the second half of this in Houston.
Right.
And we're shooting the first half of this in LA.
Right. So we're cheating.
We're cheating. You'll never know unless you watch this video.
No one will ever know.
Yeah.
So we decided to shoot a special right here in Houston, Texas. Why not?
So I'm basically the cameraman. I am the sound guy. I am the teleprompter operator.
It's a traveling shot, so you're technically kind of a dolly grip or steady cam operator.
Okay. And then I also supplied the vehicle.
And the location.
And the location. All right. Let's see if I can do it. First take?
Yeah, let's see it.
Great. You're actually going to film me doing first day.
Yeah, I'm going to do, yeah, I'm a camera shooting a camera.
Okay, we talk about that in the show.
It's the end of the universe, ladies and gentlemen! There is nothing left to film content of! Just film content of content, filming content of filming content! And then sell it to YouTube.
You're also going to fake the sound effect when I open the door.
Yep.
And the engine noise.
Yes. And the boop when you set the alarm.
Ready? And sound effects?
We'll get it. We'll get it after.
I know. I really wonder how many takes this is going to take.
We're going to get this one. This is the one.
Okay, stop saying that.
And action. Whenever you're ready. And action.
I have to hit record first. Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, and I'm here to wish America a very happy 250th birthday. And you know, the saying goes that nothing goes together better than baseball, apple pie, hot dogs, and I screwed it up.
All right, let's try this again.
Baseball, hot dogs, not baseball, apple pie. Baseball, hot dogs, apple pie. Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham, and I am here to wish America a very happy 250th birthday. And you know, the saying goes that nothing goes together better in the good old USFA than... Everybody thinks this is easy. It's not.
2 hours later.
Hey everybody, Jeff Dunham. I'm here to wish America a very happy 250th birthday. And you know the old saying, nothing goes together better in the good old US of A than baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and Chevrolet. And I knew that in less than 2 seconds. So as this 250-year celebration was getting closer, at literally the very last possible moment, I said to a bunch of people around me, let's shoot a special about it. And they said, we can't. It's too late. We'd have to get all the equipment, hire more people. And I said, no, we don't. You're my crew, and we all have iPhones. We'll use those.
So we decided to shoot a special right here in Houston, Texas. Why not? And this is where all the magic happens. There's everybody. There's Jen and Jack and James. There's Audrey, my wife, Michael, and Marnell and Robin. All right. So here we go. Is Ahmed doing the introduction?
Please welcome to the stage the biggest infidel of all, Mr. James.
All right, here it is.
Cut.
Yeah, not bad.
Not bad. Yeah.
I should have hit record.
You're joking.